And now, live from Portland, Rick Emerson. He's back. Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I think it's not just the best. I think it's actually the best picture ever taken by anyone, anywhere, of any other thing. You go to rickemerson.com. If it's still Mitchell, well, it is still Mitchell Bickford in a weird kind of way. But if it's still the old picture, click refresh. You've got a brand new surprise waiting for you. I think we want to thank, I think Diana from downtown took that one. I think the rest of the pit, I got a bunch of pictures on the website from Listener Party 4. They're posted. They're up right now. The majority of the credit goes to Michael Hacker, Michael J. Hacker Photography. And we want to thank Keevan from Intercom Radio, Diana from downtown, a few of the people around running around with cameras. But pictures from Listener Party 4 last Thursday are up there. So, but you really can't beat the... I mean, you really are starting out at the very top. You're peaking early. We got a picture on the front page. All right, it's 3 minutes, 28 seconds after the hour 12, and this is the month of November in the year of our Lord, 2003. So Rick Emerson studio, show live in the studios of Hot Talk 1080 KFTK in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. We're here with Tim Riley in the KFTK newsroom, Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson over there in the executive producer's chair. Coming up later on today, CNN radio correspondent Dick Giuliano will join us about all things sundry and political. We got today's top five Eagles songs of all time. It's Glenn Frey's. It was tempting just to play You Belong to the City over and over, and The Heat Is On, back to back, just over and over all day. But I just don't have the stomach for it. So Glenn Frey's 55th birthday today, top five Eagles songs of all time, coming up later on. What else do we have? We have something else. I got the, has anybody seen the new Playboy with Shannon Doherty? I have. It's right here. Hear that? Hadn't even been unwrapped. Still in the plastic.
See, no, for your protection. Did you buy that one or did we get that one sent
no,
to
No, I bought this. I bought this.
Did she take it all off?
Yeah, Shannon Doherty. Yes. Here's what it says. Charmed and dangerous, Shannon Doherty unwrapped.
Naughty little friend.
She took
to
it
watch.
All off all before. She up. Took it off back in like 92.
Yeah, but why are they still referencing Charmed if she left that show like 2 years ago?
Well, what are you going to say? From our house with Wilford Brimley, you know, which... What do you know?
Reference 90210, that's fine by me.
Heather's, you know, from Heather, Shannon Doherty. It's 503-250 from Little House on the Prairie. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. So that's all coming up. We have more to get to. Don't... See, this happens every time. No, I'm holding it over here. I mention a magazine. Sarah comes in, starts grabbing at it. No. This is
and
one
then you
thing.
Don't see it for the rest of the
I
show.
I don't see it
until
like
again.
The next month, and I find it underneath Jolie's desk. No. This is I'm going to be the first one to read something for goddamn once in my life. No. Are you wearing a Duran Duran shirt? You're wearing a 90210, a fluorescent pink. All right. Yeah, you can't read this. All right, I'm holding on to this my own damn self today. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We're moments away from Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom at Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Time for Rick Emerson, it must be noon. How did 21 hours tick away so soon? Turn off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear Rick's thesis on what's wrong with the planet. I'm stuck on I-5, and better get used to chilling, cause it's all backed up, but I got the traffic in Sarah Hillen. I'm mad about the traffic, and just because of that, I'ma call up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Clyde Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name sounds fat. Jolie from the front desk is unstoppable. Find out how chicks think, yo, that's impossible. I better come up with a gig like a threesome I never did. Then Rick will get my song and play it for all the kids. But if not, you never know that this record was ever made. He's a radio gangster and he's got to get paid. Cause he's the radio gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not having it. The radio gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not having it. The radio gangster.
Yeah.
Not having it, radio. Gangsta.
Yeah.
not just news. It's News with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Salem police on the lookout for a man who cons people into giving him $100 with his Rolex watch as collateral. Now, police say the suspect approaches people at businesses pretending to be a partner at an unknown law firm. The man says he's locked his keys in his brand new BMW and has called the locksmith to come open the door. But the suspect says the locksmith wants $100 first and his wallet is in the car. So the man asks for a loan, offering his Rolex as collateral. Who has $100 cash on him? The man disappears and the watch is a fake Rolex. The suspect is described as a slender white man, between 50 and 60, with a puffy nose and short sandy hair.
Let's just take a quick sweep of the room here. How can you tell a fake Rolex from a real one, Sarah Dillon?
The fake ones actually make a noise when they tick around and the real Rolexes don't.
Close, but really wrong. Matt, how can you tell a fake Rolex from a real one?
We're just talking about this over here.
If I'm not mistaken, actually, the face on a real Rolex...
Did you swallow a badger this morning? What's, you got a little phlegm going on over there?
No, I don't know, man. I'm just a little stuffed up today.
All right.
So the face on him is actually real crystal. It's not glass.
Yeah, but I'm talking about stuff you can tell without, like, a jeweler's, you know,
you can tell it pretty easily. Just
I know. The second hand, it kind of goes around smoothly.
It sweeps.
It sweeps. It doesn't tick.
If the second hand ticks, it's fake. If it sweeps, it's real.
Well, anyway, this guy has his front teeth missing. Now, wouldn't you get your teeth fixed before you bought the Rolex?
Well, you know, Mitchell Bickford didn't have to fix a damn. Mitchell Bickford didn't have to brush his hair, man. The guy didn't even have to get the stink off of him before he went out there to swindle people.
Missing front teeth like Mitchell Bickford?
He's
in jail.
We're going to get a you know what it is? Portland, this whole area of the country, we're going to get a reputation like that girl at the party that you could, you know, that girl that, you know, gets around like a record. We're totally going to be that girl when it comes to grifters. Grifters are just going to know, you come here, man, you can scam and swindle anybody here out of anything at any time. I mean, Mitchell Bickford has blazed a grifting trail across this great land, which the Rolex guys, with no teeth. Guy with no teeth gives you a Rolex. You should be suspicious, you know, but what are you going to do?
Completely separate from grifters. Did we ever figure out who the girl at the party that we were all trying to figure out
no,
who she was?
We're going to talk about that later. We're going to spend some serious time talking about that girl later.
Being about that girl at the party, we really need to figure out who that girl is.
Note to self, mystery girl. Okay, yeah, we're gonna spend the time today we don't spend drooling over Shannon Doherty's cleavage. We're going to spend talking about the mystery girl, at least in part. Here's Tim Riley in the KHK newsroom.
Then we go to Ben for our next story. A 42-year-old man jumped into the Deschutes River after he climbed onto the roof of a home and was chased off by the homeowner. Police say Gary Ray Salzer is incoherent. He used a ladder to climb onto the roof of a home. Police say the homeowner stood on a second-floor balcony and beat Salzer several times with a lawn chair. Salzer came down and then ran into the frigid Deschutes River and plunged in. They pulled him out of the riverbank. About 10 minutes later, he was rushed to a Bend hospital to be treated for hypothermia. The air temperature was 27 degrees, the water temperature mid-40s.
You know, being beaten with a lawn chair is a bad way to go. More to the point, has Playboy always come in this sealed plastic wrapper, or is this like a recent innovation? I don't think when I was first buying Playboy, I had it on the shelf or something. Is that because...
They probably don't want people thumbing through it anymore.
Thumbing through it. That's a polite way to put it. You should have seen Sarah's nose wrinkle in disgust when I asked her if she wanted to read the Playboy after I had it. She kind of did that thing where you kind of shrink back a little bit, like when you see a cockroach on the countertop or something.
I've seen your crinkled magazines on your desk.
No, that's from the cold. Anyway. In case you didn't see, by the way, I guess I actually could have just read the thing here right on the top of the plastic wrap where it just says... Four words here. Shannon Doherty gets naked, page 168. So I guess I didn't really need to read the whole thing about how she's charmed and dangerous. I guess you could, you know, Shannon spreads it for everybody right here on the front.
Right. Jackson County health officials have pulled a condom ad off the TV down there that shows two teenagers in the heat of passion. The spots were aired for 6 weeks in Southern Oregon. Jackson County Health and Human Service Director Hank Collins says there was clearly an organized movement out there where people were told to call and complain about the 30-second spots. The ad will continue to run through November. It urges teens to, quote, protect yourself, love mom and dad. It replaces the O's with unwrapped condoms. And the ad pulled two teenagers that are shown in the throes of passion. The boy says, I want this moment to last forever. The girl opens an envelope that reads, love mom and dad, and takes out a condom. She tells him, quote, I don't.
You know, and the funny part about that ad is that they would have a, what is it, in the throes of passion? Two teenage lovers in the throes of passion. Anybody who's been with it, you know, anybody who's been in that situation, I was going to say anybody who's been with a teenage boy, but that probably sounds wrong. You know, but when you're a teenage boy, saying you want that moment to last forever doesn't do a whole lot of good. It's not going to last forever. Doesn't matter. It's not going to last 15 seconds. Just move on with it. Get over with it. The only thing you can really, I would say this, that if you're a teenage boy, the only thing you can do is just wear like 9 rubbers at once, you know, and then maybe try to hold out for like a full on 60 seconds or something. Other than that, it's going to be early bedtime for you. I gotta try to, have you seen that condom commercial on the net? It's from Britain, but it goes, I don't know if I mentioned this before. It's going around the net, but it's from British TV, which is where all the great commercials, you know, come from. People ask me if I've seen commercials, and I'm like, Sarah yesterday, she's like, have you seen that commercial with the Love's diapers, where they're, and it's like, I haven't. But but British commercials, like if they had a channel, it was just nothing but British commercials, I would sit and watch that, because they're always a lot better than ours. But there's that commercial where the guy's in the frozen foods aisle of the supermarket, and it's like, and he's with this 3-year-old, and the kid is just shrieking at the top of its lungs. I mean, the 3-year-old is just pitching a fit like nobody's business. It's just, I mean, just the kind of window-rattling, ear-shattering temper tantrum that only a really hyperactive 3-year-old can really throw. And it just shows the guy just sitting there with that look on his face like, I wish I had a gun to end both of our sufferings right now. And then it just shows a rubber, and it's like, use a condom. It's like the most effective. If they'd shown that to kids in my high school, would have been no unplanned pregnancies.
Top of the battle watch.
Here's your battle watch for whatever today is, Thursday. All right, cameras.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Well, I hate to have to read things like this, but it's part of my job, so I'll make it brief. A spokesman for Jessica Lynch's family confirms reports that an upcoming biography will mention the former U.S. soldier's apparent rape at the hands of her Iraqi captors. Yeah. The book is being published next Tuesday, which is Veterans Day. The book would cite medical records indicating that she was taken advantage of while in captivity. Officials say she has no memory of it at all, though.
Why would you possibly, even if it's true, which, and I don't mean to sound cynical at this point, but I think there's perhaps legitimate reason to doubt the veracity of any claims about anything having to do. I'm not even really sure that Jessica Lynch exists. I mean, when I see her, when she comes in here and shakes my hand, then I'll believe she's a real person. But, I mean, even if that's true, why would you possibly publish that? I mean, especially if she doesn't remember it. I mean, if she doesn't remember it, I can't really imagine what that family... You know what it is? It reminds me of that stupid Elizabeth Smart family. You know, that's just the creepiest family on earth. I cannot imagine why you would want to shove your daughter through some ordeal like that again. But, you know, what do I know?
Well...
Anyway, so that's... When is that airing?
The book will be...
book comes out on Veterans Day
Tuesday.
And then the movie's on... Yeah, all right.
And then, she's going to be on some TV show.
Just try not to watch any of that. Don't encourage these people.
Yeah, let's not. Anyway, Donald Rumsfeld says it's out with the old and in with the new in Iraq.
The combat units serving in Iraq and most of the supporting units in the theater will be replaced over the coming period of months. We've notified some 85,000 combat personnel comprising active units and 3 guard combat brigades that they'll be rotating into the theater.
You know, Rumsfeld sounds like the portrait of Dorian Gray or something. He's just sort of winding down. Remember like 3 weeks ago when Rumsfeld sounded all full of vim and vigor and life, and it was just up there, you know, pounding on things and rattling the windows with his booming voice and holding forth with pronouncements? Now he just sounds tired. He just sounds like midnight is coming. He's about to turn back into a gourd.
He doesn't bang on the podium anymore, really.
No, he's... I don't know what it is, man. It's like long live Walter Jameson with that guy or something. He's just, in 2 weeks, he's aged like 20 years. He's just shrunk before our very eyes.
150 Oregon National Guard troops have been placed on alert, could be mobilized very soon. This is the 1,186 military police unit based in Salem. At the same time, more Oregon Guard members have placed on alert. The U.S. military unveiled that plan. Of course, the troop rotation plan includes... an extensive use of National Guard and Reserve troops. And here's the latest from the National Guard of Oregon.
They will start what we call the SRP, or Soldier Readiness Processing, to make sure that their readiness levels are where they need to be, meaning that they have all their legal documents taken care of, that they have all their medical, dental, and family support needs, that they have all their insurance plans, that they have all their shots.
So they could be sent to one of three operations, including Operation Noble Eagle here in the U.S., Operation Enduring Mobile Eagle in Afghanistan, or Operation Iraqi Freedom Mobile Eagle in Iraq.
Okay, there you go.
And Donald Rumsfeld got kind of grouchy today. He was asking for questions from reporters.
Is there anything new that you can point to that U.S. troops are able to do to try and detect and stop attacks? And why do you think the number of attacks is going up and the sophistication is going up?
Was that four or five questions? Five. It was five. I just want to...
I need
some help counting here. I'll take one of them. It really would be helpful if people would ask a question instead of so many pieces, because it all has to be backtracked and untangled. And
I won't be one.
A trick question. I won't be answering it. Meanwhile, the president signs an $87 billion spending package against the wishes of American people for Iraq and Afghanistan.
The resources we commit today will further advance the cause of freedom, thereby serving the cause of peace and enhancing the security of the American people. Now I'm pleased to sign into law the Iraq and Afghanistan Supplemental Appropriations Bill.
I forgot that the Afghanistan even existed.
Yeah, we kind of forget about them. We left them on their own. I guess they're doing fairly
well.
Yeah,
sure they've got a tasty freeze on every corner over
there. Now they're just blowing up rocks.
Jukebox in every bar. I'm sure things are going swimmingly over there.
You see those people dancing like crazy with Patsy Cline with those veils over their heads?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's today's Battle Watch.
Your Battle Watch. More on the way. CNN radio correspondent Dick Giuliano coming up. Today's Top 5 and the Maury Funk Update. There's the Rick Emerson Show.
Americans play to win all the time. Americans love America. We have the best spirit and the best men in the world. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Kira Phillips has got this outfit on today that looks to be made of some tight-fitting black sort of suede material. Keep waiting for her to come back on the screen.
Yeah, where is she?
She's gone at the moment. There's some other woman with... there's some Liza Minnelli woman on the screen right now. All right, here's Sarah with the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
That's right, 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Well, Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean is still being pressed about his Confederate flag comments. He has finally apologized over a comment he made about courting Southern white votes who display Confederate flags in the pickup trucks. On CBS's early show, which nobody watches anyway, the former governor said it was a mistake for him to use such language.
I think I just need to be more careful in my choice of words, and I do apologize for the pain. But I also want to say that we are going to have a dialogue on race in this country. We have to do it. If we don't do it, this country cannot be the great country that it needs to be.
Well, and they goaded him into finally having to apologize for this. And from what I saw, all his comment was that the Democrats aren't going to win if they... Because the Republicans have been so strikingly effective at using race as a dividing tool in this country, you know, for like 150 years at least, you know, when it comes to real party politics, that the only way the Democrats are ever going to win anything is if they finally just kind of get everybody, especially in the southern parts of the country, sort of united on a united front. And then, you know, the right has just been using things like the Confederate flag just to sort of chisel these big political divides in people for the longest time. So I think that's the only, comment he was making, but freaking like Al Sharpton just sat there and just piled on him and on him and on him until he was forced to come out and apologize for it.
Well, here's the kid who brought up in the first place during that debate. His name is Sekou Dilde, and he's not impressed.
He explained that
He was trying to portray to everyone that Southerners and Northerners, whites and blacks, need to come together and vote for the Democratic Party. It was kind of that, I'm not really apologizing, but here's an apology type of deal. So I didn't really think much of it.
You want to change your name? Maybe it's bitter because his name is Sekou Dilde.
Yeah, I was going to say, whatever it happened to be named Jeff. You know, what's your name? Ted? Ted's a perfect... What's his name?
Sekou Dilde.
No, it's not. Your name is Jeff from now on. I've given you a new
name. S-A-Y-K-O-O.
He's not going to get hired for a job with a name like that.
I mean, yeah, that really is the case. No one's gonna hire you to sell snow cones with that name.
You're not a character in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Get a real name.
Seriously. Yeah, you're not dancing on a bar at the Ale and Grog House and singing in rhyme, you know, to Tom Bombadil, all right? Just move on. Your name is Jeff.
So there.
It's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
A French hunter was shot by his dog after he left a loaded shotgun in the trunk of his car with two dogs when one of the animals accidentally stepped on the trigger.
Nope.
The man in the village of the Basque region was admitted to the hospital in a nearby town with injuries to the hip. As he was driving along, one of the dogs accidentally shot him.
Maybe it wasn't accidental. Maybe that's what you get from, you know. I mean, you know, you're locking your dogs and your gun in the trunk of your car in some small enclosed space. The dogs are going to rise up whenever they have the first opportunity.
Your dog's best friend is a deer, and it's like, yeah, how you like it, man?
Yeah, whenever your animals have the chance to rise up and strike. Did you see in India that monkeys are rampaging?
Yes.
There's monkey apparently, and we don't have any real sound on it or anything. I mean, what sound would there be? You know, that's
nobody would have
be.
A microphone
that's
in India.
That's all there would be. It would just be screams and ooh, ooh, ah, ah. But apparently in India... Oh, there we go. Thank you. I wish I had text in front of me. Apparently in India, monkeys... I just have to freestyle this. I don't have the story in front of me. There's monkeys just on the rampage in India, smashing windows and attacking shopkeepers and children, which is great. And but they said they weren't all that... Like, it wasn't a big deal because it happens 3, 4, 5 times a year. It's just sort of like, I don't know what it is. It's just sort of like a hemorrhoid. Every so often it just comes back that monkeys run riot through the town and just loot and pillage and leave a wake of destruction in their path. It's kind of, you know, I guess it's one of those things you live with, like the gypsy moth or something. So there you go. There's your monkey watch. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Candy Crowley looks like a member of the goth movement today.
They've got Candy Crowley interviewing Judy Woodruff, which is... Like, it's kind of a black hole of weathered skin and bad outfits. It's like they're reaching some sort of a critical mass, and you expect the universe to reduce to a singularity.
But right Judy's wearing a white Hanes T-shirt.
It's just a bad... I think Kira Phillips must go through... Is it possible for the show to sound gayer than it does right now? I think Kira Phillips... And you know what? While I'm thinking about it, Sarah Dillon and Kira Phillips kind of look alike. I kind of see a Sarah-Kira thing going on there. Anyway, I think Kira Phillips... along with my future concubine Rhonda Schaffler, I think they get there early and they go through the closet and they get all the good clothes. And by the time all the other CNN anchors get there, that's just like burlap and it's like yards and yards and yards of bad twill to wear. And that's all it is, man. It's why you see Judy Woodruff with that weird turkey neck of hers. It's just a bad deal.
Dateline Des Moines. There was a giant weenie roast on I-380, but there was no mustard. A truck carrying 43,500 pounds of Oscar Mayer turkey hot dogs caught on fire. Instead of the aroma of roasting meat, troopers and firefighters had to endure black smoke and the smell of burning rubber. Some type of mechanical problem caused the wheel to overheat. The driver pulled over and opened the hood of the refrigerated power unit that exposed the hot oil to the air and ignited the fire.
Let's talk about hot dogs for a minute. I think hot dogs are one of those foods that's not really willingly eaten by anybody over the age of 8 unless you're at a ball game of some kind. I cannot remember the last time as an adult at a non-party or sporting event I willingly, voluntarily went to the store, bought a hot dog, cooked it, and ate it. I mean, not even when I was dirt poor, not even like at the lowest of financial lows in my life.
Okay, I'm just curious. Do you like good sausages count?
Yeah, but a sausage, I'm talking about a hot dog. Okay. I'm not talking about a sausage.
I'm just checking.
I'm saying there's a certain type of food that once you hit like double digits in age, you don't really eat it anymore. It's like Lucky Charms, cotton candy, and hot dogs. The only times you're gonna eat those if you've got like one of those monster beers in your hand they serve at Fenway Park and you're there and you're watching the game. That's the only time. Other than that, it's one of those foods that, you know what it is? It's like fish sticks. It exists just to satiate the palates of 9-year-olds. It's the only reason that food even exists.
How about Ovaltine? Anybody drink that?
No one drinks it. No one.
Why do they keep making it? Somebody's buying it.
Because my grandparents are dead, so I don't know. Wait, are all my grandparents dead? One, two, three. Yeah, they're all dead. So I don't know who drinks Ovaltine. Drinking Ovaltine, you know, when we do those, everybody loves a nice warm glass of Ovaltine.
Ovaltine no, rocks.
They,
oh, yeah.
They don't, and it doesn't. You know who drinks Ovaltine? The same people who drink Chicory and Busco. That is to say, people who are 100 and...
They still make Busco?
People, I didn't know they still made Ovaltine. You know, the people who drink Ovaltine because they're at that point in their life where they're on a completely liquid diet anyway because they've got malfunctioning bowels and teeth. So, really, if you're drinking Ovaltine, it's because it's coming between like a liquid steak and liquid spinach. That's who drinks Ovaltine. All right. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad we got that straight.
It's Tim Riley in the Cage Again, sir.
Paris Hilton, star of Fox's upcoming Rags to Riches reality series, Simple Life is no stranger to slumming it. But an amateur skin flick may be more than the hotel heiress bargained for.
Attention, Richard Nunn. Can I just, and I'm not revealing anything here, but I will tell you that that Richard Nunn, we were at the last Man Night. We were getting together and speaking together about manly things as men do. And I will say that Richard Nunn revealed that he's got, like, the full-on crush on... Crush is perhaps the... He wants to defile and, in every way, soil Paris Hilton. Who's 22, right? 23?
I believe
you can
so,
do
yes.
that. You can soil her. And I don't really see that. But, I mean, I think, you know, it's not like... Look, Matt's giving me the stink eye. It's not like she's... Look, she's
how
not,
do you how do you not really see
she's
that?
She's not ugly. I'm not saying she's ugly, but I'm saying if she wasn't worth like $10 billion, you'd just think she was another decent-looking chick. She's not... She's kind of pointy-looking. She's kind of pointy and bony, and she's got an odd sort of a face. Her face looks like you took somebody attractive and kicked it real hard, and so everything slid around just a little bit, and it's like...
I can see that.
I mean, she's not ugly. I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm saying she's not, like, stunningly beautiful. But Richard Nunn is just... Just full on like seething, you know, just foaming at the mouth about Paris Hilton. So he'll be happy to hear this story. So, okay, I'm sorry. So Paris Hilton in a skin flick.
Well, reports have surfaced of a steamy sex video featuring the 22-year-old Hilton, which could be available on the internet.
Sweet.
Shot about 3 years ago, the tape features the then barely legal celebrant.
Are there any sweeter words in the English language than barely legal?
Getting X-rated with Shannon Doherty's on again, off again husband. Rick Solomon, who's 33.
This is the best story I've ever heard. Okay, I'm going to write all this down. Okay, keep going.
So, Hilton and Solomon used to date. Solomon then hooked up with Doherty, and after a whirlwind courtship, wed the former Charm star in February 2002.
Whirlwind courtship, by the way, is code for drunk. Yeah. That's what that means.
9 months later, he went back to the former flame Hilton, which subsequently led to a catfight between the two ladies. He has since reportedly reconciled with Doherty.
I wouldn't be catfighting with Shannon Doherty. I give Shannon Doherty strong odds against almost anybody. Just because she's mean. You can tell, man. I don't care. Spoiled Hollywood girl or not, Shannon Doherty would kill you. Shannon Doherty kick you in the nads and gouge out your eyes. Shannon Doherty is a bad, bad girl. You can just tell by looking at her.
Why don't you look at her? Open it so that we can all see that.
No, I'm going to save that to later. And Paris Hilton, man. Paris Hilton's your little stick girl. She's frail. She's a little toothpick of a woman. You know? It's not like Shannon Doherty's a bodybuilder or something. But, I mean, Paris, you can tell...
She has a kind of twiggy. Like, you could just snap her.
Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like a rake, man. You could pick her up, snap her over one of your legs. And Shannon Doherty seems like she fights dirty. You look at Shannon Doherty, she goes for the gutter right away, man. She takes it to the mattresses almost immediately. So, Paris Hilton, $1 billion, now is going to lose that fight.
So, let's see what else we have. According to sources, quoted by the New York Post, who have seen the footage... Hilton keeps staring into the camera and trying to show her best side that she knows while she's being taped. And Solomon keeps trying to get her into sexual positions that are better for taping, if you know what I mean.
And I do.
Solomon, an internet gambling site owner, recently launched a too-hot-for-TV video called Beverly Hills Pimps and Hoes.
Okay.
What else do we have here? No matter when the rendezvous took place, Shannon was unlikely to be amused. Last March, she and Hilton clashed at an L.A. party after her estranged husband spent 10 days shacked up at the Beverly Hills Hotel with the notorious party girl. Hilton had allegedly left threatening messages on the actress's answering machine, warning her to stay away from Solomon and, depending on the source, screamed at Doherty on site to, quote, leave Rick alone, unquote. However, a rep for Hilton told the Post at the time that Shannon was the aggressor. Shannon grabbed Paris's face and punched her.
Yeah!
Then Shannon followed her and egged her car and wrote profanities on her car in red lipstick.
That is sweet. Imagine being that guy, though. Imagine that guy you know,
Shannon Doherty and Paris Hilton fighting over you.
Shannon Doherty and some hot billionaire chick fighting over you. I mean, that guy's like 15 feet tall right about now. I mean, what are you going to do? That, I mean, and the great thing about that is, the great thing, I mean, apart from the obvious greatness of it, the other great things about having Shannon Doherty and Paris Hilton fighting over you is that makes you so much more attractive to every other woman on the planet, too, because they're fighting over you. You must be, you know, you must be good. You know what I mean? You know what that is? That's total whitewashing the fence with Tom and his pals thing. You know what I mean? Tom, no, I'm whitewashing the fence. It's a lot of fun. And that, you know, you should try it. And then the other kids join in, and because they're whitewashing the fence, all the other kids want to, because it must be fun. You know? So, like, every other woman on planet Earth obviously wants to bone this guy now because, well, there must be something there. Shannon Doherty and Paris Hilton are fighting over him. Can I have that story?
Certainly.
I'm going to set that aside for later.
Put that on top of your Playboy.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I love this. She keeps staring into the camera and trying to show her best side. Keeps trying to get her into sex positions that are better for taping. See, she looks like she needs to be dirtied up a little. I'm just looking at her here, and she needs to be grubbied up a little.
She needs that Christina Aguilera kind of makeover.
Yeah, Daddy's girl's a little too clean. All right.
You don't read the tabloids.
I didn't, yeah, I didn't just say that out loud. All right, we'll be back. We got more on the way. It's the Rick Emerson Show with Dr. Casey. We got the your phone calls, today's top five, Jolie from the front desk and all that. Stay there, it's the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick, Ovaltine is widely enjoyed by Muslims. They call it Milo. Do Mormons drink it as well? F-Matt with something sharp.
This F-Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Yeah, I don't know. Mormons drink, what the hell is it that Mormons drink? And they drink a lot of herbal tea and you know, anything bland, really. Just a lot of milk and white bread and mayonnaise in there. It's 503-250.
Do they eat a lot of Nutella?
Nutella. No, I don't really know anybody in this country who does that. That's one of those things that people just sort of name check because it's funny, but I don't think anybody actually eats it. Casey, you're in Sherwood. You're in Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Nutella is good.
Okay.
I love Nutella.
No, Nutella's good too. It's like this stuff from Mexico called cajeta, which is like peanut butter and caramel mixed together, sort of. It's like a toast spread. Really good, but hard to get here.
Oh, yeah. But man, saying Paris Hilton isn't hot, that's like saying that I'm not stoned.
Well, be that as it may, I'm not saying she's like the ugliest girl ever. I'm saying if she wasn't worth like $1 billion, there's just some girl you saw in a bar, you'd say she was like 6.5, 7.
And you said a couple months ago, I quote, that Tanya Harding is hot.
Tanya Harding's completely hot. She's got that kind of trashy hotness going on. I'm not the only one who thinks so.
Tanya Harding couldn't carry Paris' dress.
That 70s show sucks. But how has Tom Arnold become a good actor?
I'm sorry, is this, are these questions all directed at me, or are these just towards the universe?
These are Rick's assassinations of the week.
Okay, so what are you asking me? That the 70s show sucks?
But how could you think Tom Arnold is a good actor?
Tom Arnold is, who doesn't like Tom Arnold? I ask,
my hand is raised.
Is there a Matt? Okay, let me just circle the room here. Is there, Matt, can I just get a, does everybody here like Tom Arnold? Who dislikes Tom Arnold in this room?
Tom Arnold on his new show, Best Damn Sports Show, period.
Also in True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was good
really,
there.
He's really, really good.
It's modern day Shakespeare.
He wasn't good on Roseanne.
What's that?
With Red Foreman on that 70s show, you got to love at least his character.
I don't have to love anything on that 70s show. I'm not required to love anything on that program. It's just not my deal. I know Mark Marshall's a big fan. It's not my cup of joe. They got a, you know, I can give it up for that show because they got the Cheap Trick theme song and everything. But you gotta love Tom Arnold is completely lovable. That's a guy. He's got total charisma. I'm not saying that Paris Hilton is ugly. I'm saying if you took away her money, she's gonna be a lot less attractive if she was poor.
Yeah. If it were really smart, when I opened it, there would be a Hush Pocket and bologna.
Okay. There you go. That's Casey. I don't know what's going on there. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland.
AC was stoned. That's what's going on there.
Sounded like a Donald Rumsfeld press conference.
AC was completely stoned. That's okay, Casey. You keep it up.
I love this show. This is the best show your lame ass has ever heard. There's no show better than this one. Come on, just listen to that guy. That guy alone is worth your price of admission to this fine radio program. Here's Tim Riley in the Cape to Kid Newsroom.
Well, David Blaine took Larry King inside that plexiglass cube he lived in over the Thames in London to show him what life was really like during that time.
Really loud in here. It echoes everywhere. So when you're just laying down trying to relax and trying to focus.
And they would throw eggs.
Eggs.
What are those that like?
Or this gay parade came one day and threw sausages at me.
Okay. What they gonna...
Whoa! Whoa! Hey! That's what it was like.
Jeez! And you had that every night?
What's next for David Blaine?
I'll tell you, it has to do with a helicopter, me falling from a helicopter into a river, and it's called Dive of Death, and it'll be from such a tremendous height that there's only a couple of people that have lived from that height falling into water, because when you fall at that height, it's like hitting pavement.
Now, that can't be a trick.
No, no.
Right. No parachute.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
I have no idea who you are. Why am I talking to you? The thing about David Blaine is, and I think I speak for everyone here, I really dug David Blaine when he first came out because he did those two Street Magic specials. Street Magic, and then he had the other one that was called, you know, blah, blah. And those were a lot more impressive. See, this is here's something you got to know. There's people in Hollywood never listen to me when I say stuff like this. No one, if the world just listened to me for just one goddamn minute, this would be such a better place to live. But it's like special effects in Hollywood. We've gotten to the point where huge, gigantic, over-the-top CGI special effects are just really unimpressive because everybody does them, and they're so overdone, and we realize we can do anything with special effects. But the thing is, when you can do anything, those big scenes become so much less interesting and less impressive when you know that anybody can do them. What what's a lot more... You know what? I am more impressed by one of those guys. You know those guys who can do that trick where they walk the quarter across their knuckles? You know what I mean? Where they just move their knuckles, and that's more impressive to me than a gigantic meteor hitting a spaceship in a James Cameron film. You know why? Anybody can do that. A sufficient amount of money and a computer, anybody can make a meteor hit the Earth and kill Morgan Freeman as the president. Not everybody can do that thing where they walk a quarter across their knuckles. It's a lot more impressive. So it is with magic. David Blaine was a lot more impressive when he was doing that thing where, like, he'd cover your watch and then take his hand away and the watch, you know, was gone and it was, like, in a mailbox, like, across town. That's a lot more interesting than some guy just sitting in a box. He wanted me to be impressed by him sitting in a box and not eating for 6 weeks. You know, it's like two-thirds of this planet where that's just called life, where you're just waking up every day. Mommy, what will we do today? Well, today, son, we're going to sit and not eat anything. Joy! Will we be on Larry King later? No. You know? Didn't I used to have a sister? Yes, you did, but not anymore. You know, it's every day, in like half of this world, you know. Mommy, what will I eat today? Dirt. That's it. That's your life. David Blaine does it in a box, and suddenly he gets to bang Fiona Apple. Does that make any sense? It's not a fair world that we live in. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. So I guess the moral is, things done in a glass box are more interesting than things not. There's, you know, that is all you know and all you need know. Let's welcome to the show the lovely and talented Kristen from accounting.
That's the wrong microphone.
It's really not.
No. It really isn't.
No, we're saying that out of habit now.
You know, it just occurred to me I had some news for you today that I found out this morning.
Yes.
So we have that...
Do we have a breaking news?
No, and I don't know how true this is.
All right, hold on. We're going to try to find a breaking news.
Send her Morse code.
Wait, hold on. We've got to... Hold on, I've got the breaking news for... Here we go.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't think that's it, no.
Okay, do we have breaking news?
Okay, we interrupt this program for live breaking news from the KOTK newsroom.
Not really.
I kind of have a Britney watch for you today.
Sweet. Okay,
yeah.
What is it?
Well, I was looking at the Mercury this morning, which I see very early on Thursdays because, you know, I work near to the office, so yeah. I get my first edition copy. And on that page 6 kind of thing, they've got, you know, that little column.
The blurbs. Yeah.
Guess who Britney is now dating because she couldn't get enough press by kissing Madonna?
Does anyone know?
No.
Matt? You're the keeper of all things TRL.
I've been stumped here. I don't know who she's dating.
According to the Portland Mercury, Britney is dating, and it breaks my heart, John Cusack.
No.
Totally serious.
John, et tu.
I'm really okay with that.
I'm not.
I'm not either.
That is a betrayal. That's wrong.
He should be with me.
I'm not even a chick, and I feel broken hearted.
No, well, you know, and that's just it. John's such a, like, he's such the good guy.
That's what I'm saying. He's every man. He's not supposed to do that.
But that's what's good about it. He gives every other man hope.
He's not supposed to date nasty hoes.
You know what it is? That would be like Tom Hanks dating Britney Spears. The appeal of Tom Hanks is that he's every guy, and that dudes kind of want to be him, you know? Yeah, you kind of want to be Russell Crowe more.
And women kind of want to sleep with him.
No, but it's not they want to sleep with him. You want to marry Tom Hanks.
Right.
You want to marry John Cusack.
I want to marry John Cusack.
You want to sleep with Andre Agassi.
Maybe
you want to marry John
wants
Cusack.
To marry John Cusack.
It doesn't matter. I'm saying that is going to hurt his popularity. Because women view John Cusack. John Cusack's appeal is that women view, and let me just say this. There are a few things in this life that are absolutely true, but this is one of them. Women view, they look at John Cusack, and they see Lloyd Dobler. That is true. You can take it to the bank, all right? And that is going to break the hearts of his female fans.
Well, he seems like one of those guys who would date just a normal...
Yeah,
like every girl,
like Sandra Bullock.
He makes
you know?
Think that, like I could get him.
Yeah, that's...
You know, that totally is how he comes across.
It's the same reason that guys dug Sandra Bullock, because it seemed like you'd have a shot.
Exactly.
Ah,
so,
breaks
hurts.
My heart. Oh, well.
I'm going to go cry.
Yeah. At least his sister's still single. It's 503, isn't she?
No, she's married with like three kids in Chicago.
No, well, maybe she's frustrated
she's got, like,
by
a
now.
Bunch of kids.
Well, maybe she's at that stage where she's yearning to break free.
I'm sure that's it.
That always gets in. Where's that Rick? Yeah. All right, we'll be back. This is Kristen from Accounting. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.